Chapter 10. A Knock at the Door. The doctor did not return for 4 days. During his time at the prison, over 1,000 prisoners were killed. One prisoner was declared innocent and set free, but the crowd stabbed him anyway. When the doctor finally left the prison and came home, he didn't tell his daughter about the terrible things he had seen. He just told her that he was still trying to release Charles, but it would take time. But Charles stayed in prison, and it was like a nightmare. Although the doctor tried, he couldn't do anything to help. The people were now beyond reason. The King of France was tried, sentenced, and beheaded. The people wanted liberty, equality, and fraternity, or death. They had no compassion. Soon, the guillotine became the most popular way to kill the aristocracy. The French had many jokes about it. Some said it was the best cure for a headache. Others said it kept your hair from turning grey. They joked and called it the national razor. People even wore little guillotines around their necks instead of crosses. Still, the doctor did not give up. He visited Charles in prison every day for 1 year and 3 months. He begged the prison officials to release his son-in-law, and he found Gabelle, who knew Charles was no longer an aristocrat. Then one day, the doctor said, "Dear daughter, every day at 3 o'clock, Charles goes into a special prison cell. There is a window there. If you stand on the street corner, he will be able to see you. You can wave to him. You will not see him, but maybe he will see you." So, every day, from 2 to 4, Lucy stood outside the prison. She looked up at the little prison window, hoping her husband could see her. Before she left, she kissed the prison wall. One day, a crowd of peasants danced by her. The crowd was bloodthirsty and cruel. Madame Defarge was in the parade. "I salute you, citizen," she said to Lucy with a sinister smile. But when she returned home, her father told her some important news. "Charles has finally been called to court. His trial will be tomorrow." There were 5 judges on the tribunal. They looked more like criminals than the prisoners did. Dr. Manette and Lucy were in the crowd, and also Monsieur and Madame Defarge. 23 people were supposed to be judged, but only 20 prisoners appeared. One had died in jail, and the other 2 had been mistakenly guillotined. Of the 20 waiting, some even wanted to die. The sooner the better. They didn't think they had a chance of survival.
"Charles Evrémonde Darnay,"
the guard called, and Charles stepped forward.
"Take off his head,"
the crowd cried.
"He's an enemy of France."
"Are you an emigrant?" one judge asked.
"Yes, but I am not an enemy of France. I gave up my title. I moved to England in order to work hard as an ordinary citizen," Charles said. "And I am married to Lucy Manette, the daughter of Dr. Alexander Manette."
The crowd cheered when they heard Dr. Manette's name. Gabelle was the first witness. He said,
"Monsieur Darnay only came back to France to save my life. I wrote to him and begged him to come to Paris to save me. He is not an aristocrat, but an innocent man."
Then Dr. Manette spoke. The crowd was sympathetic to Dr. Manette
and listened to his quiet words.
My son-in-law has always been faithful to France, he said. He was even tried in England because they thought he was a French spy.
Mr. Lorry told the crowd that this story was true. Then the jury voted, one by one. Each one said that Charles Darnay was innocent. The president of the tribunal said, "The prisoner is free!" A giant crowd formed around Charles. He could hardly believe it. Everybody was celebrating, except two people, Monsieur and Madame Defarge. The crowd put Charles in a chair and carried him all the way home, cheering. Below him was a sea of red revolutionary hats. Charles couldn't believe it. He was finally free. At home, he kissed his wife and daughter. "I am safe," he said. "It's really true."
"Oh, Charles," Lucy said, "I thank God that you are with us again."
"Thank your father too," Charles said. "I know how hard you tried to save me." Lucy hugged her father. The doctor was very happy.
"Don't worry any more, my child," he said. "He is safe now."
The next day, the doctor was telling little Lucy a story. Suddenly, her mother became frightened.
"My dear daughter," Dr. Manette said, "what is it?"
"I thought I heard footsteps," Lucy said.
"Dear daughter, you're hearing things," the doctor said.
But then there was a knock at the door. Charles took the lamp and opened the door. Four men in red caps were waiting.
"What is it?"
Charles said.
"Are you Charles Evrémonde Darnay?" one of the men said.
"Who wants him?" Charles said.
"I want him," the man said. "I know you, Evrémonde. I saw you at the tribunal. You're under arrest, again."
"I was released because the judge said I was innocent," Charles said.
"Why are you arresting me?"
"You'll find out tomorrow," the man said.
The doctor came forward.
"Do you know me?" he said.
"Yes, citizen doctor," the man said, a little ashamed.
"Well, then, answer me," the doctor said. "Why is my son-in-law being arrested again?"
"Citizen doctor, he has been accused by three people," the man said.
"Accused?" the doctor repeated. "By whom?"
"Monsieur Defarge is one," the man said, "and Madame Defarge is another."
"And who is the third?"
the doctor demanded. The man laughed.
"Do you have to ask me, doctor?"
"Yes, I do," the doctor said.
"Well, if you really don't know, then you'll find out tomorrow," the man said.
And then they took Charles away again.